I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Those IRS agents are designed to come after you. They're not designed to come after the billionaires and the big corporations. They're designed to come after small businesses and working families.
They're going to go after the mom and pop. They're going to go after the small business person, the independent contractor, the Uber driver. And they're going to focus on basically parts of the country that don't support what the regime is trying to do.
So, you know, talking about... We were talking a lot about student loan debt because that's a story that's popped up this week. And we're going to talk about that probably for the next few weeks while we listen to see what the administration is going to do. The YouTube live chat poll, will President Biden cancel some or all of student loan debt before the midterm election? Go vote on the Antifry YouTube channel there. Add into all of that, what is this IRS, 87,000 new people, of all of the places where in government we could add 87,000 new paid positions? The IRS, are you kidding me? We got to make sure we get the very best in Washington, D.C. this midterm to put a stop to these types of crazy bills passing. And Eric Schmidt is going to be one of those people in the state of Missouri, the current attorney general in the state of Missouri and candidate for United States Senate. Eric Schmidt, welcome back to the show. Great to have you here.
Great to be with you again, Annie.
So, you know, thinking about those IRS agents and adding in 87,000, they say that this isn't a middle class thing at all. Do you believe that?
I don't. And all you have to do is look at what actually happened when they passed it. There was an amendment to exclude audits for, you know, middle class families and small businesses. And the Democrats voted, to defeat that. And so they're saying that that's not true, but they're not actually taking the actions that would validate that. And we know exactly what this means. 87,000 new IRS agents fanned across the country is ridiculous. And we wrote a letter to the IRS. You know, why they have job postings about these folks being armed is very strange as well. So this is again part and parcel of the weaponization now of the federal government against the American people and Missourians. And it's wrong. I mean, this is just about power and control. The Democrats are continuing to pass legislation that doesn't help Missouri families and businesses. This so-called Inflation Reduction Act is Orwellian. It will actually increase inflation. And that's what people care about. They're not interested in a Green New Deal that's going to make everything more expensive and, again, continue to declare war on American energy. And they're not interested in 87,000 new IRS agents. But the Democrats are hell-bent on power and control. You see it time and time again. And this is just the most recent example.
Yeah, I think that when Americans are looking at their government right now, and as a conservative, it pains me to be like looking at the government to try to find help. It seems like all the help they provide is actually at the end really the initial problem.
Right. And listen, the Democrats have created the inflation right now with this reckless spending. It's just, again, another example of that. Last week, and nothing in that massive spending bill is going to reduce inflation. I mean, you know, even nonpartisan groups that are looking at that say that this is going to be a problem. And more than that, and even crazier than that, they think raising taxes in the middle of a recession, as much as they want to redefine what that term means, is crazy. And again, raising taxes on job creators and farmers by over $300 billion. I mean, that's what's going on in addition to all the spending. It's completely out of touch.
Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt with us right now, of course, candidate for the United States Senate to replace the retiring Roy Blunt. He is running against his Democrat opponent in this November election coming up. SchmidtForSenate.com is the website if you want to learn more or how to actively support his campaign. Talking about student loans a little bit here, we were discussing that earlier. Do we have a student loan debt problem in our country? Do we have a student or an education cost problem in this country? Where does government come in on this issue?
Well, I think that, you know, higher education in particular, I mean, you've seen the increase in tuition for a long, long time, and it's, you know, partially subsidized by student loans. But I think that, you know, there needs to be a better way. I think that the way that we've done it, this model, you know, it doesn't work a lot of times from middle-class families. But, you know, these folks are so focused on this. Why don't we use the endowments for Yale and Harvard? You know, use the endowments for Yale and Harvard for relief. I think the answer to every question cannot be from Washington that we need more and more, you know, taxpayer-funded solutions to all this, taxpayer bailouts. I mean, the middle class gets stuck with all of these bills, and it's wrong. And again, this administration is just, again, they've spent like a bunch of drunken sailors, and that's, you know, probably the service of sailors. It's like, it's crazy. I mean, it really is crazy. And again, I think that's one of the contrasts you're going to see in this race. You've got a Democrat on the other side here who's already, you know, signed up lock, stock, and barrel for all of this reckless spending. The Democrats are two votes away in the United States Senate from federalizing our elections, adding states to the union, and packing the court. And that's what's at stake. And the path to, you know, a majority and actually getting some semblance of reason in Washington runs right through the show me state. We absolutely have to win Missouri, and then we've got to pick up a seat somewhere else. But we've got to make sure we do our part. And the reception's been really good. I was at the state fair last week, and we came off a tough primary. But they're supposed to be. You know, they're supposed to be when you're dealing with big issues. But we've seen a coalescing of support now, and we're, you know, making our way to November, and we're going to take this country back.
You know, I'm looking right now. I don't know what polling you look at. And of course, every campaign has their own internal polling. But I'm looking at Real Clear Politics, and it's a baseline for me. I kind of know where I feel like they come from and what they do, so I can kind of take it with a grain of salt. But right now they have, for the 2022 Senate map, 46 Democrats, 46 Republicans. They have two that are likely Democrat, two that are likely Republican, one that leans Democrat, one that leans Republican, and then, of course, eight toss-ups. I mean, this could not be more close, coming down to the wire at such an important time with a president who's been on, I don't even know what he's doing or where he is. He's absent, that's for sure. This Senate makeup is going to be so huge come November. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, I think we're going to take the majority back. I really do. I think that when you look and see what's happening in Washington right now with Joe Biden, his, you know, unfavorables, it's a disaster. And because, you know, we're in a recession now, you've got sky high inflation. It's harder for people to make ends meet. There's not as much opportunity. We're not, you know, held with esteem on the world stage because of his blunders. He declared war on energy independence. We have a southern border that's completely open. They're already talking about amnesty. I think when you lay all those issues in front of the American people, they're going to say, hey, we want a different course. But for Republicans, you know, it's not just enough for us to take the majority back. We got to do something with it. And that means cutting taxes. It means going after the administrative state and getting after some of these unelected bureaucrats who make these decisions like OSHA, when they were trying to force a vaccine on 80 million people, you know, agencies like that. Or, you know, when you see what the FBI, the highest levels become so political, you know, obviously what happened at Mar-a-Lago, you've got, you know, parents being investigated under the Patriot Act. They turn the other way when it comes to Hunter Biden's laptop. You've got, you know, the FBI trying to come in and get CCW permit information, which they're not allowed to have in Missouri. So Missourians want somebody who's going to stand up to that. And I think there's a bunch of candidates across the country who are also in that mold who are going to stand up and fight back. And again, allow people to live in the freest country in the history of the world. Allow people to pursue their dreams, to have every opportunity to succeed. That's the kind of country people want. And it's under threat right now. There's no doubt under this administration that's hell-bent on power and control. It's a progressive agenda. It's the most radical we have ever seen. And we're going to need proven fighters to go there and stand up for the rule of law and push back. And that's what I'm going to do.
Eric Schmidt speaking with us right now, the Attorney General for the state of Missouri and candidate for the United States Senate here in the state of Missouri. When you brought up Mar-a-Lago, as somebody who has you're a legal expert, you're the Attorney General for the state of Missouri. What's your reaction to what you've seen so far in that FBI raid?
I mean, it's again, it's another example of the weaponization of the FBI, which is something you would see in a third world country. Quite frankly, if this happened somewhere else across the world, our State Department would be very concerned about it and issuing warnings to Americans, right? But that's what's going on right now. You've got, you know, a one-time political opponent, likely future political opponent, former president, a pre-dawn raid of the personal residence. Again, and you've got the other examples, too, of going after parents because they show up to school board meetings, you know, going after gun owners. I mean, this stuff is, again, it's not what people should expect from their government. And again, I think we need a complete, you know, hit the reset button here. And this just shouldn't be the case of the Department of Justice. And now you see it, you know, filtering out to the IRS. The Democrats are using the administrative state to reward and punish their political enemies. And that's wrong. And I think people intuitively understand that's not the kind of country, that's not the United States of America. And I think there's a reckoning coming in November where people are going to stand up and say, this isn't what we signed up for. We want some, you know, conservative leadership that's going to push back and do the things that we expect, like, you know, let states make some of these more, you know, decisions, cut taxes, reduce regulations, you know, these kinds of things that actually matter to people. Be energy dominant again, export, you know, energy to our friends and allies across the world, right? Have a secure border. These are things that people want and what Republicans, I think, should deliver once, you know, we take majority.
I completely agree. Eric Schmidt with us. Last question before we let you go. We hear today that Dr. Fauci is going to step down in December. A comment from you about his leadership up until this point, and why do you suspect that it's December that he's choosing to leave?
Well, it can't be soon enough, that's for sure. But, it's been a total disaster. And, you know, I've been calling this out, and many others have as well. But, you know, we've been unafraid to push back against the lies and deceit that have come out of his mouth and the CDC. Now they're, by the way, they're backpedaling on a lot of this stuff that they were so certain about, you know, a year ago. And, again, allowing people to make their own decisions, disseminating information, that's what's really important. Not this power grab that these COVID tyrants were desperate to always have. And Anthony Fauci was right in the middle of it. And I talked about some of the things the Republicans should do when they're in charge. We ought to have primetime Iran-Contra-like hearings, bringing in Anthony Fauci. What did you know about gain-of-function research? How much, you know, what did you know about when the coronavirus was originated in China and was released on the world and the months that went by? What did you know? Were you working with the World Health Organization to conceal that information so that it wasn't out for the rest of the world? What did you know about the efficacy of masks? We know that masks are ineffective. These mask mandates that they kept pushing were wrong. It's hurt kids. He ought to have to answer those important questions. He's gotten a free pass from the Democrats. We should bring him back in for hearings and other people that were part of this. Again, the lies and deceit from the CDC.
Man. Well, Eric Schmidt, thank you for being on with us today. I think this is the first time we talked since your victory night in the primary. And you and I were featured in the front of the Post or on the Post-Dispatch or whatever in the weirdest picture that has ever been taken of me.
And yeah, no, I've seen it. It was a fun night. But that's when I got down off stage. But it was fun.
I told people, I'm like,
I saw the picture.
that encounter took maybe 1.6 seconds of shaking his hand. And that's when that photo was snapped. But you are now a very important part of my very, very unphotographic history. So thank you for sharing that moment with me. I couldn't pass up talking to you about that. We'll talk to you again soon, Eric Schmidt.
It was fun.
Thank you so much.
All right, Amy.
Bye-bye. Missouri Attorney General, United States Senate candidate. You can find him on SchmidtForSenate.com. He clearly thinks that photo is as funny as everybody else does. And I'm just taking it in because I either need to be all in on embarrassed. I need to listen. Somebody is going to embarrass me on that picture because it's just absolutely bonkers. It might as well be me embarrassing me. I can take it. I got thick skin. I'm going to go cry for a few minutes and be back with Wiggins America. And then we will smile together. Ryan Wiggins in studio in just a minute. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.